Hello and welcome back to Focus. I'm Terry James. Our next interview is with a man many of you know. He was sworn in as mayor for the... You're now the longest serving mayor, Mayor Chris Haglock, for our Mayor on the Air segment. Welcome.
Thank you.
You've served now for 78 years as mayor of Aledo.
Yeah, and I still have a little hair, not much.
You know, your sister at the meeting was like, uh-oh, you just posted the picture of the mayor with his bald spot. And I'd be like, uh-oh, that didn't bug you, did it?
No.
Okay, all right.
Worst things.
Well, it was a really cool meeting I got to go to Monday night because we got to see all the families of the aldermen and your family was there being sworn in.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
It was packed. So I expect every city council meeting to be that packed from now on.
I hope not, to be honest.
Well, let's talk about some really good things happen around Aledo. First of all, Monument Park. And Mayor, the way you were describing this to me, it sounds like a lot of people put a lot of work into this.
Yeah, the Historic Preservation Commission took this on as a project about, probably 4 or 5 years ago. And through the city and budgeting and funding, they gradually brought the Monument Park back to life, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. and revitalized it. We have a handicapped sidewalk goes all the way around it now. We refurbished the Soldier Sailor Monument, and now we're ready for a dedication.
It took about 3 years of work, though, didn't it?
It sure did, yeah. You know, a group like that, they don't get a lot of funding through the city. So, and as you know, projects are not cheap. So they would get about, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 a year, and they would do what they could with it. And they've done a fabulous job. So,
and there's going to be a grand opening ribbon cutting.
Yes.
Okay.
So this dedication is going to be on Memorial Day at 10 a.m. And those of you that know that we always have a parade at 10:45 for that service at 11, if you could go over to Monument Park at 10 o'clock, we'll have a short service there. We have some storyboards that'll be mounted, and you can read the whole story and history of the Soldier and Sailor Monument.
And Mayor, that is one of the little things that you see happen in a community like Aledo that makes us just a little bit better, that extra effort being put in.
I sure hope so.
Well, another thing that's going to make us pretty cool is, well, people are going to have to learn to say Aledo Bark Park instead of the Aledo Dog Park, but we do have a dog park now in Aledo.
We do, and we are ready for a ribbon cutting on that also. It will be in the next couple weeks, and there will be a press release shortly on that. Check our social media. There'll be some information. I think the concrete's done. Parking spots are ready. We got to do a little grooming, I guess you could say, and we'll be ready to show it off.
All right, now the question people really want answered. What color will the little bags be that you pull down to, you know, pick up the droppings?
Yeah.
Are they going to be green? Because they need to be green.
You're probably right, okay, but I have not been over there, and I need to get there.
The things I'm concerned about in this town, my goodness. All right, Mayor, we're going to do that ribbon cutting. When's Aledo Bark Park? A few weeks, you said?
A couple weeks. Okay. They're still trying to get an exact date, but you'll hear about it shortly.
Sometimes I just want to, like, drop a cat in the middle of one of those things. Boy, Mike Chaussey would be all over me for that. I'll tell you what, it's time for 5 questions. Mayor, let's make it a little easier this year. We do have a fair season coming up.
Oh.
I'm getting contacted by the fair organizer saying, is WRMJ coming out this year? We definitely will be there. What popular fair treat was originally called fairy floss?
Oh, no.
Come on, think about it now. Think about how thin floss is.
It's got to be cotton candy.
It is, yes. You got it. I see, I knew you'd get that one. 1904 St. Louis World's Fair. Everybody buying fairy floss. Okay. Which unusual fair food invented in 2009 at the Texas State Fair involves freezing butter, coating it in batter, and deep frying it? I just gave you the answer.
You did? It's deep fried something.
You got deep fried butter. You got to say the word.
Why would you deep fry butter?
It's a stick of butter that you can eat.
It tastes good?
I don't know personally because it sounds disgusting.
It does to me too. When you said Texas, I was immediately going to a pork chop.
I'm sure you can take two of those deep fried butter sticks and put a piece of ham between them. And there you go. Which fair food at the Minnesota State Fair is a hot dog coated in batter and deep fried on a stick? It is not a corn dog. They do not call it a corn dog.
They don't call it a corn dog.
No.
It's the same as, but it's called different.
Yeah, I'm just going to give this one to you. Pronto pup. So when you go to the Mercer County Fair and get a corn dog, if you want to be like, hey, Minnesota, you could say,
hey,
pronto pup, eh? All right, here's the final one. And you're not going to believe this exists, Mayor.
Or get it right, either.
Well, what is the name of the fair food that mimics an ice cream sundae, looks just like it, but it's made with roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, and cherry tomato on top.
And quite honestly, it doesn't even sound good.
Do you have any idea? It's a hot blank sundae. Beef.
Oh, yes.
Hot beef sundae. Kind of like...
like a hot beef sandy.
Yes, the special at Ferg's on Friday. Okay. Mary, you did okay for the
questions. No, I didn't.
Thank you so much for coming in, and we look forward to seeing you in the near future.
Thank you.
And this has been Focus.